I get to bring to you great guests who are just an absolute privilege. They make my show better. My show is better with them on. And a great example of that is our first guest. Cliff Schechter is a national pundit. You've seen him on television. He's a noted author. He has a great YouTube page. Cliff Schechter, look for that. And of course, he runs Blue Amp Strategies, a great messaging campaign business that will help your business, will help your campaign with the right messaging for this season. Cliff Schechter is kind enough today to join us to talk about the issues of the day. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, buddy, look at you, man. You're in like 47 markets.
Or five or six. But, I mean,
You're going huge, Matt. I knew it. I knew it was going to happen.
Well, I love it because it's just – it's opposed to like having like one station out in like Texas. It's all stations around the upper Midwest. These are my people. I was born, raised here. These are my people, so I get it, and trust me, it's just an absolute pleasure to have to be on the air in Madison, Milwaukee area, Waukesha, but as well to bring you in there as well, because now I get to show them why you are just an amazing person to talk to.
Well, thank you. I don't get to claim upper Midwest, but I am in the Midwest, so at least I've got that going for me.
Cincinnati's a fine town, man. I like Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati's a fantastic town. I would brag about Cincinnati all day long. It's some of the politics of certain gerrymandered parts of this state that have been getting in the way of Ohio being what it could be. That's a problem.
Well, you definitely have a loon ballville there when it comes to your representatives. I'll say that for sure.
And that would be the honest way of putting it, and I'd put it certain other ways, but I know I can't say four-letter words on here or you'll get kicked off your new station, so I won't.
Let's start actually with your attorney general, who for some reason went on the warpath against this 10-year-old child who was raped and because of Ohio's retroactive anti-choice law had to go to Indiana to get an abortion. He was insisting this person, after Joe Biden mentioned it, Republican, the new narrative was this person didn't exist. And then basically it became true. He went out there. He was on television. He was on USA Today. Your attorney general went out there and basically re-victimized this 10-year-old by insisting she didn't really exist. And when the truth came out, that coward all of a sudden said, well, I've got COVID. I'm not talking to anyone, and ran away.
Of course. Well, look, this is why the message needs to get out to people that this is not a Donald Trump thing. Donald Trump is everything he thought he was and more. But what he did and what the Supreme Court did is literally just pulled the veil back and unleashed the id of all the sickness and the evil that is this Republican Party. That, you know, the gerrymandered districts that have produced these loon balls, as I believe you called them, in states across the country, have sent them to Congress. Another person, of course, who attacked this little girl was Jim Jordan,
yep,
who is one of the most gerrymandered districts in the country. And that moron could not get elected among an electorate with an average education, much less where he is right now. So let's step away from him for a second. David Yost is our AG. He was our auditor before. He got an award from from one of these, you know, online and charter school organizations that ripped off our entire state. And he went to bat for these guys forever. And of course, he was the auditor. You know, self-auditing is always very tough. So he got promoted to attorney general, even though he's corrupt as hell. And for his ideology now, he will go on TV, he will go on radio, he'll go on anywhere that will have him. And he will, a little 10-year-old girl, I mean, just think about this for a second, because I know I've got a niece who's 10 years old. And he wants to force a 10-year-old girl who is raped to have a child. But first he needs to insult her. She's been traumatized. Her body has probably been damaged. Psychologically, you can't even imagine the impact. And now we're forcing her to travel out of this state. And she has to go and add all that. But on top of that, this person who I won't call the name I'd like to call on your station goes and takes this little girl and calls her a liar.
Yep.
I mean, how evil, how vicious, how corrupt. I mean, what kind of a garbage person do you have to be to do that? And that's who David Yost is. That's who the Republican Party is in Ohio. But wanting to outdo us and prove that they're just as awful, if not more, you've got, I believe he's a former congressman, Todd Rokita, who's the attorney general in Indiana, who's now, of course, investigating the doctor there.
Yeah.
They weren't as quick as we were to pass a six-week ban and to decide they were going to torture raped girls and women, you know, and frankly, other women. So, you know, the doctor was following the law there. But no, he wants to intimidate doctors from doing this, from helping 10-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if anyone you know, has ever been around someone pregnant before? What a pregnancy can do to a 10-year-old little girl's body, which nobody's talking about here.
Yeah.
And then in plenty of these states, of course, the Republicans are the party of rapist rights, where numerous of these rapists can make claims because they're now the father of a baby that never would have been. And, you know, they can claim all sorts of things, visitation rights. I mean, I couldn't think a party that elected Donald Trump, a party whose longest speaker of the House was Denny Hastert, who went to prison for molestation of like a 15-year-old boy. Like, I couldn't think they could sink lower, but here they are.
You know, it's interesting to bring it up because you definitely bring up the Indiana case where, you know, she didn't do anything illegal. As a matter of fact, she followed the law absolutely accordingly, but they're still trying to find and a doctor, and they're still trying to vilify her. The way that they're kind of trying to downplay this. I want to go down to San Antonio, Texas. There was a story down there. A doctor had a woman whose baby was dying, but she could not give her the emergency abortion she needed for a day. That woman had to suffer for a day.
Keep bleeding out.
Yes.
I read that story.
Yeah,
liters of blood she lost.
And they had to keep doing this because the state's law basically said as long as that dead child was still, you know, and it was basically dying, as long as it still had a heartbeat, they couldn't do anything. So for a day, they had to basically put this woman's life in danger just so that they could pass this Republican-induced hurdle to save her life.
Right. I mean, these sick perverts. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just tired of anybody even trying to use the slightest sort of reasonable language for them. They are sick security state perverts. They want to peek in your bedroom. They want to come in and tell women how to live their lives and how they can control them, their lives. And to, you know, the thought that this is going to have no impact on women who are trying to work, women who are trying to raise a family, women who are in poverty, who the Republican Party spends all its time trying to make even poorer by cutting child tax credits and other measures like that. I mean, again, like the debased sickness of these people. And it's just like the Donald Trump's election was kind of like the first thing. You know, I mean, it'd been going on for a while behind the scenes. Trust me, Newt Gingrich and Mitch McConnell and a lot of these folks who staff the Bush administration, they're back around now. It's Rudy Giuliani and the rest of them. But it took like Trump, and then it seems like this Supreme Court to sort of just like to rip the sort of or let's say break down the wall and say just do whatever you want. It's all your id now. You know, all of you sick, you know, religious fascists, all of you sick, you know, corporate nuts who want to try to you know, impoverish all of your workers, go for it. See what you can do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's party time. And that's what we're getting right now. I mean, obviously the gun law, too, another shooting in Indianapolis. I'm sure, you know, Todd Rokita is probably too busy trying to make sure the next 10-year-old girl is tortured and the next doctor goes to the prison. So he wouldn't want to do anything like try to figure out what the hell happened at a mall in Indianapolis where a bunch of people were murdered.
I want to go back, going back to the Roe v. Wade, one of the things I wanted to mention is Tom Emmer, who's the Minnesota 6th congressman, who's running, I think he's the RCCC, he's running the congressional campaign for the Republicans. Clearly, the Roe v. Wade numbers are really against the Republicans. As a matter of fact, Fox News came out with a poll today, 61% of people wanted Roe v. Wade to stand. That's a Fox News poll that said that.
Yes.
And
I've seen others as high as 70%.
71, I think, was the highest one I've seen so far. But nearly, say it's 60 to 70%. That's not a winning strategy, especially in suburbs. So now, and I've seen Tom Emmer and other people kind of put this out there, it's not just abortion, but they're trying to float this idea that Democrats want to kill babies that have been born 1, 2 to 3 days afterwards. They're clearly, the numbers have hurt them so much in this upcoming election campaign, they're frantically trying to repackage this argument in a way that, you know, just turns the other side into Satan and see we're justified in violating everyone's rights.
Well, that's all they know how to do,
yeah.
Right? I mean, they don't have any policy proposals for anything, right? Like every once in a while, one of the few who just has, you know, terrible politics, but at least is a sane person, like Mitt Romney, comes out with a child tax proposal, tax cut, you know, and that kind of thing. And you're like, oh, wow, even if it's not the best policy in the world, a Republican just actually proposed a policy that might actually help some people. But 99% of it, it's all performance. It's all what can I tweet out? What ridiculous things can I say? You know, what lies can I tell? And, you know, this they're taking this, you know, from one of their past playbooks. This has a provenance from, you may remember in the 2016 election when a number of them got up on stage there because one of those anti-abortion lunatic groups, I don't even remember what their name anymore, created this fake video. Do you remember that was doctored?
Yeah.
And they claimed that Planned Parenthood had killed a live baby, which of course was just utter, I mean, blood libel.
Well,
it's
and
utterly disgusting lie.
Hey, Cliff, and, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break right now. I got to take a break. I'll let you finish that thought when we do come back. Cliff Schechter is kind enough to join us. Go follow him on YouTube. He's absolutely sensational. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A knife and a merry-go-round.
It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you. Thank you for watching, by the way. You can watch the show on Facebook. Go to AM 950 Radio or Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show on Facebook. Speaking of online, by the way, once again, Cliff Schechter kind enough to join us. The YouTube page is www.youtube.com/C Schechter. C-S-C-H-E-C-T-E-R. I will link to everything on the social media pages a little bit later on because, of course, we're going to spotlight this. Cliff Schechter kind enough to join us today to talk about the Roe v. Wade and other issues. Now, go back to what you were saying. It's like we're talking about the fact that the Republicans have to exaggerate and make up crimes to basically try to get people on their side because their position is so unpopular when it comes to the general public.
Right. And look, I'm sorry. Like, I try not to get so enraged, but I mean, when you lie about people murdering live babies, like what is the point that we've gotten to? You know, Ted Cruz stood up on a stage in 2016 and he repeated that he'd seen that video and that that had really happened. When it was an edited video, an out and out lie. This guy whose response to actual live little children, like babies being murdered in Uvalde was, hey, let's really make sure the doors are tougher, right? Like they couldn't actually care about saving kids who were being shot to death. But they pretend this fake video is something that just horrifies them. And here's the thing. You know, you brought up the Roe versus Wade numbers, right? 61%, 70%, somewhere in there. What do you think the numbers are about forcing 10-year-old raped children to have babies
and then
give their rapist parental rights? You think that polls it better than 3%?
No, that's 2%? why I think the Republicans are so desperately either they're saying nothing or they're desperately trying to turn this into something, you know, other than it is. And it's just not. The one woman who was on Congress saying, oh, she would have been able to get an abortion. And she's like, no, she wouldn't have. That's why she had to go to Indiana. And they try to make it seem like they're compassionate. But the reality is these laws they passed, like when we mentioned in San Antonio down in Texas, they don't give any wiggle room for humanity. It basically is just a political ideology put out there.
Right. As long as they don't find a way to steal this election. You know, and which they're working on, and the Supreme Court has agreed to take that case that could give state legislatures primacy over state Supreme Courts so that their gerrymandered legislatures could try to keep in certain states like mine, could try to keep themselves gerrymandered forever. As long as they can't pull that off, there's the lies they will have to tell, even with their huge advantage, with their investment, you know, in dishonest propaganda, essentially Putin talking points media, like Fox News and Sinclair and Salem Radio and the rest of them, even with all of that, they can't win on this. They can't win on, hey, Highland Park, that makes a lot of sense. Why don't we give more people guns so they can shoot innocent people and destroy families and leave little boys without parents to grow up? Mm-hmm. They can't win on the abortion question. They can't win on the climate question. They can't win on guns. They certainly can't win on Ted Cruz opening his big yap now about marriages and saying that there shouldn't have been that we should not have guaranteed marriage for gay couples. I mean, they're so extreme, they're so utterly ridiculous that they're talking to about 15% of the population at that point. And they need to propagandize everyone else and stop enough people from voting who are sickened and horrified by that. And I know quite a few who I would call Romney Republicans who voted for Romney in 2012, friends of mine who work in finance and are marketing and stuff like that, who now are just like, how do we get this party out of power everywhere? Mm-hmm. That's what they've done, and they know it. They can see it in the polling because they're so ridiculous. Well, so that's what they're going to do. I mean, they're going to have to make things up. They're going to have to lie, and they're going to have to create an alternate reality. Democrats are killing babies. I mean, inflation is or gas prices have started to come down. I think at one point, it's been down 32 days in a row. who knows? Maybe they'll just make up what gas prices are and say they're three times what they are. I mean, that's the sort of thing they have to do at this point.
I've run into some Republicans that say that stuff too. I mean, they're already saying that. But, I mean, okay, and undeniably, the gerrymandering, the fixing of the elections, that's a major problem. But I've also made the point of a lot of Democrats haven't shown up or have voted for candidates Absolutely. That never had a chance, and we need to solidify. Is the overturning of Roe v. Wade, in your mind, will this anger, you know, frustration, you know, the motivation, will this last until November? Do you think that this turns the tables and we can actually see the House, the party in the White House, actually pick up seats in the House and the Senate?
I do, because they cannot stop themselves from being extreme.
Exactly.
If you
yes.
think about, I mean, we've talked about this case with this 10-year-old, but if you think about it, they kept it in the news by calling her a liar. Made themselves look even worse. Then the Indiana guy steps up, and he has to keep it in the news because he wants to demagogue too. Now suddenly he's probably got right wing lunatics calling him, and like, why are people able to come to Indiana for abortion? And so he's got to run to his far right, and so like they can't get out of their own way because they spent their time courting a religious fascist white supremacist lunatic right wing base, and you know the Charlottesville guys marching around. They spend their time, you know, creating that as their base. And so now they have to sort of march lockstep, no pun intended, with those guys. And otherwise they risk losing them. And all sorts of normal people, many of whom are Republicans and are just horrified by this, they lose along the way. So that's the issue, is that if they could shut up about it, then, you know, it might be something that would go away. But they can't, because it's who they are, because they're cruel and they're corrupt. And they're going to keep talking about these things, each of them trying to one-up the next one, because they'll start running for president, all of them, soon, and they'll each be trying to get as far to the right as the next one. So who knows? Maybe next to a 9-year-old or an 8-year-old, right?
Oh, well,
and maybe now it's people are required to go buy AR-15s in every state. I mean, who knows? You know, but they have to go there to try to get to the right of each other.
Well,
so
how about all these laws where they want to basically prevent women from crossing borders if there's a suspicion? I mean, or sending, what was in Texas, they were talking about sending National Guard troops to European hospitals to prevent American citizens from being able to get abortions there. I mean, it's they can't get out of their own way, which is a good thing for the Democrats, because you're right. The more that they go down the loony bin train, they basically, the more to a very small niche are they talking to.
That's exactly what it is. And so that's why I think it will stay in the news. And I think that there's too many of them who are too crazy. They've lost control of the plot. They've lost control of, you know, they pandered to these guys forever. And then they start encouraging them to run for elected office. And then they start encouraging them to take over state parties and local parties. And now the nuts control the asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the situation. So, yes, I do think this will stay out there. You were right what you said before. Democrats, we've gotten in some of this trouble because, no, we haven't come out and voted like we should. You know, as I always say to people, you're not getting married, okay? The candidate doesn't need to be perfect. What you need to do is take a look and say, hey, that's the person over there who's a lunatic, and here's the person on my side who I agree with 70% with, and maybe I'm not in love with. I think I'll go out and vote for the person who represents my values, and that's what democratic governance is, you know? And so I really hope I think that they will be reminded by all of this stuff, but I really hope that that turnout will just be insane, because everybody will realize what is on the line, and the reason we've gotten to this point, at least some of the reason, is yes, we haven't come out and voted enough, mm-hmm. and yes, Democrats haven't been aggressive enough and haven't gone out and said the truth. I'm not saying everybody, especially those running for elected office, should be talking about Republicans the way I do. But you know what? You need to tell some truth.
Yeah.
And we've had more and more Ruben Gallegos and Katie Porters and Eric Swalwells and sort of that next generation in our party willing to do
Cliff,
that.
Cliff, I
can't wait for more.
I got to stop you there. You can understand why this guy is brilliant. He makes my show better. Cliff Schechter at YouTube, at C. Schechter on YouTube. I'll link to everything later. Cliff, thank you very much. Take a break and come back after the bottom of the hour.